This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And by the way, it's a Wednesday, so we got Texas Star Grill Shop.
Oh yeah,
gift card we gonna give away at the end of this. So just stick around for that.
Yeah,
but man, tomorrow's Halloween. Did y'all get your outfits yet?
Nope,
I got something.
Okay,
I got something.
So I think after work I need to go figure something out.
Huh? Yeah, you
gonna? Yeah, I got something.
Yeah,
I just gotta get the finishing touches up on it. After the show, I'm gonna be one of those guys at Party Center or whatever that is, party place that try to get everything. But yeah, man, tomorrow Halloween, and I think I don't know if this is a official Halloween song, but you always hear this song on Halloween. Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Oh yeah,
big time.
So to me, that always puts you in the kind of Halloween mood,
which is kind of incredible because it's not
a Halloween song at all.
It isn't.
It has monsters,
but I mean, also yeah, the video helps a lot. But yeah. If apparently, like the original iteration of it was Starlight, like the spec song on it was like Starlight, and then they shifted it to make it Thriller and everything, and then you eventually get the video, and now it's a Halloween classic. But I can't imagine that they would have made a song called Starlight into a Halloween classic.
Yeah, but you're probably gonna hear that song tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
And speaking of Michael Jackson, I ran across this rap. Well, I kind of knew about this rapper all along, but it's a female rapper by the name of Sukiyana.
Okay.
So she released a video and a song, I want to say this week or last week. And this song is called WTFO. And she kind of paid a little homage to Michael Jackson in a funny kind of way. So I'm going to play this clip. And I kind of just kind of want to laugh at it.
This is a real dope. They think it's a car show. Bitch, I feel like Michael Jackson. You got that top. Oh, you can't with me. I don't want no roof, Chris. But them keys. What up? This good. I can't for free.
That's pretty good. I like it.
She kind of had the internet going.
She did.
Over
that. Why.
Michael Jackson. Paying homage to that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That, so it kind of made me want to go down memory lane because I remember her. She actually did an interview with a young lady by the name of Bobby Altoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does these weird,
awkward interviews, and she had the chance to talk to her, and she kind of got a little offended by something because Bobby called her a musician. And she said,
"Oh, that's her."
And she said she is not a musician. And this is how this
I remember this.
This is how this conversation went.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the f*** that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mom. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the f*** you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby. But I don't think. What is that? Well, ghetto. I don't think.
I mean.
I know.
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick. For the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said, I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Talk about secondhand embarrassment.
Dude, I juggle, but don't you dare call me a juggler.
That's a setup, right? Like that's a setup.
I remember when this was out. I think Figgy sent it to me or we played it or something. I'm like, this is weird. I do music, but don't you call me a musician. Yeah.
I feel like people know going into those interviews with her that she likes kind of like trying to throw people off. So I wonder if was Sukiana?
Yeah, yeah. Sukiana. I think she was dead serious though, man.
I do too.
Like what you mean? What you think doing? I make magic?
Yeah, I was like, ain't no way, because it's not just that one time and she didn't hear it right.
Yeah.
Old girl Bobby came back around multiple times. Yeah. Like, no, musician. Yeah. And you could tell. Nah.
And Bobby liked to make these awkward type of situations, but you could tell that wasn't on the run.
It was awkward for
her.
She
was like, wait a minute. No, I said musician. My favorite part was think. That's ghetto. I don't think.
Yeah, it's possible, right? Like, not everybody is blessed with the same amount of sense as the rest of us, right? But I just have a hard time getting to a place where someone is just that loud and wrong.
She was.
Yeah, hey, salute to her, man. And her music career. Not musician, but music career.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I got this list of the 2024 top trending Halloween costumes. And maybe I could get some ideas for Reggie or something like that.
Okay.
But before I get to that, I gotta make a PSA to everybody who's trying to think of something last minute.
Okay.
Let's stay away from these offensive costumes, man. So if you're trying to find something last minute, man, don't do any of these things.
Okay.
Don't do anything that includes the Holocaust survivor.
Good advice, Figgy.
Certainly. Yeah. I feel like that probably didn't need to be said, but I'm glad you did.
Don't do anything blackface.
Correct.
Yeah.
Don't do anything as like a terrorist, mentally ill person.
Correct.
And a homeless person.
Those are good suggestions.
Yeah. If it's really offensive, just try to stay away from
Please.
It, man. Don't. It's not worth it, man. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, people will find out where you work.
You will get fired.
And they will show your boss.
Yeah.
And you will get fired. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably better to err on the side of obvious as opposed to ones that you got to explain.
Because
having explained has never been a good thing.
Oh,
right?
I'm blah blah.
No,
blah.
No. You don't understand.
Don't say that.
Yeah. So just stay away from that. But here's the 2024 top trending Halloween costumes.
Okay.
And I kind of want to play a little game. I want to see if you guys actually know what these costumes are.
Okay.
Because I was looking at this and I felt like I was looking at a 2024 rap list, hip hop list.
Yeah.
Full of rappers. I don't have no clue who they are.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm going to go down the list. Ray Gun.
Boom. That's you. Reggie needs to be Ray Gun for Halloween. Ray Gun's that bad.
Yeah, she was the
break dancer in the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Or breaker, I guess.
Yeah, breaker. Okay. Bad break. That's what you got to do.
That hip hop break dancer.
You got to be
from
Ray
Australia.
Gun. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Reggie. Tomorrow.
I have written it down.
do you got to dance like her though? Do we got to dance like her?
Yeah, he's got to break dance. Of course.
I don't like this one. Let's see if we can get some other ones
right
now.
He's cool.
Boom bap. Catnap.
No idea.
I have no idea.
Boom bap, catnap?
Catnap.
What the hell is that?
Are you looking it up?
I have no idea. I'm gonna keep on down the list. Dolores from Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, I know. Yes.
Yeah, that's been popular. I haven't seen the new one, mm-hmm. but yeah. Pomni from the Amazing Digital Circus.
Heard of it, don't know it.
I don't even know what those words is that you just said. Yeah. What happened?
Envy from Inside Out.
So
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
So Inside Out is like dominating this year.
It was a good movie.
It's
the first one was really
good.
And
I get that from my wife, who's a preschool director, and it's everywhere.
Yeah. Red from the Descendants.
No idea.
Dr. Doom.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No idea. Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
She is a former Disney actress turned pop star who is really running things right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lady. Poor girl's Miley Cyrus.
She might be killing Miley Cyrus.
She's a little bigger
right
than Miley Cyrus.
She might, be doing it right now, bro.
Lady Deadpool. Okay. You got Chipotle burrito. Burrito. Chipotle.
Oh, burrito. People are going as a burrito?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anger from Inside Out.
Okay. Yeah. Inside Out is still winning the game.
Disgust from Inside Out.
Yep.
Wolverine. Okay. Anxiety from Inside Out.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with the, like major media references. I see that.
Yeah, D'Elia Dietz from Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Y'all done said it three times now. See? Yep. Look at you.
What's going to happen?
I thought y'all realized that she had said it two times. Apologies to anybody listening.
Gambit.
Are you familiar
with Gambit?
Mm-hmm. He popped up in the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Is it Doom? D-U-N-E? Doom.
Yeah.
Doom. Mm-hmm. Got you. Like, what, are they going to be the worm or are they going to be...
I thought it was
Atreides,
the guy with the dark black hair. That guy. Am I thinking of something else?
Anyway. I have no idea.
I don't know what you're going for now.
Yeah. Minion. That's always been a popular one. Shadow the Hedgehog.
Not Sonic. Yeah. Shadow.
Yeah. Is that a relation to Sonic?
Well, but Sonic characters, huh?
They last. They've been around.
Sonic been around for a long time.
Of course.
Man.
But they circle back around with them doing more of the feature.
What was
films.
His brother? Didn't he have like a brother or a rival or something like that?
Maybe it was Shadow. I don't know. It wasn't Shadow.
Who are you talking about? Knuckles isn't like a.
Well, I was thinking about Knuckles. Okay. That's why I was thinking about Knuckles. Joy from Inside Out. Peely from Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised there ain't a lot more Fortnite.
That feels like that's at the schools. Y'all doing the Fortnite skins or whatever at the school for the children.
Yeah, Lydia Deez from Beetlejuice.
Another Beetlejuice.
Okay, all right, guys.
Godzilla. Okay. And this one kind of shocked.
Godzilla would be fun.
That'd be
fun.
Yeah.
This one kind of shocked me a little bit. Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Soldier?
No, Soldier.
Because okay, if it's Soldier Boy, I was like, all right, people are really that. the boys, right?
Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that, 1998?
People really turning their swag on.
That was 2000s.
Yeah. People are really turning their swag on.
So what we're learning here is Inside Out and Beetlejuice are dominating.
Yeah, those are the ways
100%.
To go.
100%. Yeah. So hopefully Reggie could probably get one of those and join us tomorrow.
I will see what I can do.
We will be rocking our costumes on the live stream. So it's soup season. Speaking of that hoodie weather, not really.
Well, in some places it is.
Yeah. I'm used to it being hoodie weather, but it's still hot over here. But it's soup seasons, and I want to play the whole is this a soup game.
Is this a thing that people do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been around.
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had the debate on is cereal a soup?
And the answer is no.
So a lot of people feel like it is. So I think they did a poll last year and 12% said yes.
Well, that's 12% that are fall into the category that Reggie talked about just a moment ago. They don't have the common sense most of us do.
Yeah. So other top trending soups people are Googling, by the way, is roasted butternut squash soup.
Why would that not be a soup?
That's a soup.
Yeah. I know it's a soup. But I'm just giving you.
Oh, what they're okay.
Yeah, acorn squash soup and pumpkin soup.
Of course they are because it's autumn.
Yeah. So here are a couple things. I want to know if this is a soup or not. Is chili a soup?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
It's chili.
It can't fall into a subcategory.
No, it can't.
Is this? So is it stew? It's not.
It's
stew?
More of a. I'll tell you what. It's chili. Is chili. But it's more of a stew than a soup.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because some people on here say it's a stew.
Yeah, it's more that.
All right.
Reggie's so...
I don't understand. Yeah. But is menudo a soup?
Menudo is a soup.
Menudo is a soup.
Is gumbo a soup?
Yes, gumbo is a soup.
Okay. Is ramen a soup?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to say yes to all of them. I want you to know that right now.
Yeah. Some people felt like it, but some of these are not a soup.
What was the one you were talking about a second ago, asking if it's a soup? I mentioned this.
I was like, I don't think I asked. I don't know. Look, I want to participate in the mixtape always, but I don't know that I have very much to add on the is it a soup. I'm just like, yeah, they're all soup. Who cares?
Here's where I do think it's not a soup. Any chowder is not a soup. It's a chowder. It's a little thicker, a little creamier. And I know there's creamy soups, but I feel like chowder is chowder. It's not soup.
So if you go to the store and get some
clam chowder,
chunky soup clam chowder. That's not the soup.
No, that's the brand. That's the label. But it's the inside that label. They're making chowder. They're making chowder.
I don't.
You seem so confused.
Yeah, they all soups, man. They just varieties of soup, man. We are making a dislike. Is Kenyon Green an offensive lineman? No, he's a guard. It's just a different type of offensive lineman. Yeah. What are we doing?
Remember back in the day, John McClain had that thing with Brevin Jordan. He said, oh, no, he's not a tight end. He's a halfback.
An H-back, yeah.
It's just like, come on, man. What are we doing, man?
What are we doing?
Yeah, but, yeah, man, that's all I got, man. I'm excited for Halloween.
Yeah, hope that you guys are all set for Halloween and the that's big time. Dune. Yeah, Dune. Yeah, okay, so yeah, Paul Atreides, Dune.
Told that's you had black hair.
Yeah, he did it. Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the mixtape. You hear at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Also, every Wednesday, we give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops, and today is Wednesday, so let's go ahead and do that right now. Caller number 10 at 713-572-4610 will get that $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops and be entered for a chance, to win a grill at the end of the football season. So again, caller number 10, 713-572-4610. For your chance to win the $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. All right, coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to our fellas from The Drive, Clint and Ron. They're already getting themselves ready for this Wednesday broadcast. But before we get there, first of all, a little bit of funny audio from Joe Mazzulla and possibly some funny audio from J.J. Watt. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.